This is 89.1 KUAR, and I'm Karen Trigo-Stewart with KUAR News. A familiar radio voice for a half century in central Arkansas marked his 80th birthday yesterday. John Cain has also long been active in preserving African American culture. Last night, many of his closest friends came together in Little Rock to celebrate, and KUAR's Michael Hiblin was there.
Thank you, John, for being here, and thank you for being born. We love you a whole lot.
John Cain has touched a lot of people in his life. Many crowded into the Whitewater Tavern to celebrate his 80th birthday. Much of his life has been working in radio.
51 years and counting.
He started his career in the early 1960s, working as an engineer and overnight DJ at Little Rock AM radio station KALO. He met with the station manager.
What I proposed to him, Michael, was, I want to bring you something that you don't hear normally, some off-Broadway theater focusing on African Americans to change the profile that was there, buffoonery, not intellectual stuff. He needed that engineer overnight, so I'm actually at the transmitter doing an overnight radio show 5 hours, 5 nights a week.
Soul Brother, Johnny Cain.
It was overnight radio that really gave me the opportunity to become a preservationist of sorts, a musicologist, a mixologist, or whatever you want to call that.
What was the music?
Everything you can imagine. All of the American music that was developed from early jazz, occasionally field music, field hollows were I put that into the programs too, to bring consciousness and awareness to how American music developed.
For a few years, John Cain lived outside of Arkansas, but eventually returned home. In 1986, he began hosting 52nd Street Jazz on KUAR, which still airs on Sunday nights. When community radio station KABF hit the air in 1984, he also began volunteering there, later serving as program director and station manager. Another passion has been the preservation of Little Rock's African-American roots. Cain was concerned when he saw the area that had once been the hub of the city's black community being torn down to make way for Interstate 630, and that the once Grand Mosaic Templars building, built in 1913, was at risk of being torn down.
After 630 was being cut across the city, and the building on West 9th Street was in jeopardy. So I started by contacting Bill Worthen, the Historic Preservation Alliance. They advised me on how to start this campaign. So I worked about 4 years alone just trying to organize the society to save the building.
The group worked for years to secure money to restore the building, which was purchased by the city in 1993. But in 2005, after restoration work had begun, a fire destroyed it. But Cain said that renewed interest.
The fire was a catalyst that brought the whole thing to reality. Without that, we still would have been struggling for many years after that. After the fire, 24 hours later, we were in the Capitol Rotunda talking to the governor and all those preservationists about how to change a restoration project into a new building project. The building was completely destroyed, not salvageable at all. So we had a $1 million Lloyd's of London policy, Mike, that we asked the governor to match out of the Department of Heritage funding, which he did. It kept the project moving. We got a building and a historic place in American history.
The reconstructed building opened in 2008 and tells the story of the African American experience in Arkansas.
Yeah, this is a black gentleman.
As he celebrated his 80th birthday, surrounded by friends, I asked him what he was most proud of.
My proudest achievement would be getting into radio. Without the medium, I couldn't really profile models of our culture and what was intellectual and made you think and look at African Americans differently. Radio, without a doubt.
Michael Heplin, KUAR News.